You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Grammarians sometimes worry about whether you can count the things that a noun refers to. And no, I'm not talking here about less and fewer.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and here with us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hello, Anne.
Good morning.
Anne, actually, a lot of the things that we talk about on this show are things that come up in the newsroom from time to time when reporters are writing their stories. And today's topic is no exception.
Today's topic is the word countless. And Paul wrote to us and asked, when did countless start to be used to refer to groups bigger than, say, a dozen? And that actually relates to another question that we got, this one from Tony about the word dozens. And Tony wrote in to say, I don't know about using dozens if you only have, say, two dozen. Do you need to have more than that? All right, we're talking about language used hyperbolically. Let's start there. When we think about something like dozens, that is, if you're using it to refer to 20 some odd, you're exaggerating. And we have a long history of doing that in English, particularly with the words hundreds and thousands. So you'll hear people say, oh, I have thousands of questions. Well, I mean, maybe I have seven. But I'm trying to make the case that I'm really interested. I've got a good number of questions. Hundreds and thousands have been used hyperbolically in English for hundreds of years, literally hundreds of years, not hyperbolically hundreds of years. Now, with dozens, if you were going to say there were dozens of people there, how many people are there for you?
See, this is where it comes into play in the newsroom, at a protest or an event or something. As a listener, personally, when I hear that, I'm thinking maybe 50-ish, somewhere in that neighborhood. But you could mean, what, 36?
And maybe you mean 24.
You could mean 24, because that would technically be more than one dozen.
Dozen.
Yeah.
And there was actually a wonderful discussion on the Chronicle of Higher Ed discussion board in 2006 about exactly this. If it's anything over 23, are you technically in the territory of dozens? We could argue about this until the cows come home, and maybe some of our listeners will. I think you're right. For me, there's also a connotation that it's more than 24. But again, this is a situation where people may be exaggerating, as with countless. And countless is now often used to mean a lot, as opposed to so many that one could not count, or infinite, unable to be counted. And NPR's Mark Memmott, who is the supervising senior editor for Standards and Practices, has actually written about this in terms of NPR usage and has said, it's tempting to say that we've used one word a countless number of times, but that would be wrong because we can quantify it. Countless showed up 255 times in the past year on NPR.org. That was in 2015. Point taken. But I do want to say there are times where countless can be helpful. For example, I might say, I've been asked about like countless times. Now, could we count how many times people have asked me about like? In some world, we could. It is an actual number. I don't know, maybe it's 207. But my memory isn't good enough to remember all the times that people have asked me about like. So I'm trying to say it's a lot. I can't actually count it. It's not infinite, but I'm saying countless.
Well, Anne, it sounds like there's a time to be precise and there's a time not to be precise.
I think that's a great way to look at it, which is when you're writing news copy, you may want to make sure you're being completely accurate about how many people were there, for example. But when we're speaking informally, sometimes you just want to exaggerate, and that's okay too.
All right, sounds good. Have a good Sunday.
You too.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.